in Kufayin Ches. We did the introduction. Okay. As a person started his meal in one house, again, Mishabur pointed out, this is going to be the opinion of the Rambam, that even by bread, we consider it a Shini Makom. So a person that was eating something in one house, he interrupted and went to a different place. Or he didn't even leave. He just stepped outside. The neighbor came by, stepped outside to talk to the neighbor, and he comes back inside. Since he interrupted his meal and stepped out of his place, the Rambam holds that you have to, when you come back inside, before you continue eating, you must first say a bracha achrona on the previous, on the, what you ate before. And so then he'll make a new bracha b'shorna, continuing his meal. Again, the meal was a meal of bread. You'd bench, and then you would say hanu hamotzi. It would be not bread, so you'd say a bracha b'shorna for the food, and then a new bracha b'shorna for the food. Okay. But if the person came inside, the neighbor came inside, and you spoke with him inside the house, even though he moved from one place to another place within the same room, so he stepped over to a corner to discuss with the person privately, so in the circle of work, that's not considered an interruption. He does not need to make a new bracha when he comes back in. Okay. If he had an original intent to move when he started the meal, intent will work according to the Mechaber, according to the Ramah, if it's in the same building. Okay.
When does you have to bench make a
bracha? Okay, so see the Mishaburus. So the scenario which we're talking about right now, where he's interrupting his meal by stepping outside, we'll see that if there's a group, so we can have the group, if it's a group and they ate bread, talking about a bread meal, and I step outside, since I'm part of that group, and the group remains, so that maintains the kvias. So the scenario over here is where there was that was not so, but it was just one individual. If there are other people there as well, and the other people remained in that place, so then you go back. When you go back inside, you go back to join the group which has maintained your kvias, and therefore you do not need to make any new brachas. Fine. The Shartzian says this will be true not only by other men, like, you know, Chaverim, but it'll be his family as well. His family can maintain his kviyas for him. Beis. Vaholach, he went outside to a different place. He did not spend any time there. Shetekim chos the makam arishin. He stepped out, immediately came back. So that's still considered shini makom. If he wants to complete the meal in another place, so it's a shini makom. He went to a different. The first scenario was he left building A, went to building B. So the mishabura lebayisacher. Who in lecheteracher? According to this opinion, right now. Gam came a klal shini makom hu im lo shoy yaday to mitchila l'shanas l'cheterach kila kamei behago ayin shon. This is also true from one room to another room, even in the same building, unless you had intent originally that that's what you're planning to do. Okay. And we point out that nowadays that halacha would be different. Fine. The second scenario was he was eating in the house and somebody knocked on the door and he stepped outside to speak with that person. He didn't really intend to stop eating. The person just wanted to mention something to him. He just stepped outside, spoke to the person for a moment, and came back inside. It's still considered a shinim. And you need a new bracha. The pesach beis of someone shiyotza chutz pesach. Now, if you stayed inside, it's not an issue. The person you stepped outside. The yudari moy ala pesach ain't the shinim makom. Assuming that nowadays we don't consider a different room a shinoi, could be stepping out onto, if you have a porch, would be the same thing as well. That's another room. That's another place in the house. But if you step off the porch, it would be a problem. So according to the Mechaber, where he follows the Rambam, so this shinui requires two things. So you need to say a bracha achrona from what you ate before, and then a new bracha rishona. So the baruch. The step changing your place is considered an halacha the end of the meal. And therefore, this is like starting over again with a new meal. So according to the Rambam, you have to say Berachos HaMazon on what was before, and then in Berachos HaMazon, what's coming ahead. Now take a look at the Shaar HaTziyun, Sivkot and Dalet. Now there's another case we'll have, a person staying in the house, didn't go anywhere, just he got involved in a conversation, and it was a long conversation, and he was Mesiyat Das from the meal. So that situation, then Matzach Rach Bracha Lechatchila. You need a new Bracha Rishayna. The Hasim come back and Suda Achazi. It was not a new meal. Just you were Mesiyat Das from eating. While Yedei Shinim Makom Choshev Kesuda Acheres Legamri. According to the Rambam, it's like a totally new meal, and if you need a Bracha Achrona on what was before and a Bracha Rishayna on what's coming forward. Okay.
When you only need a new Bracha Rishayna.
Hesek Hadash, you just need a new bracha rishana. L'mafreya, mekama rishana, you go back to where you ate and you bench over there. Now the truth is, the chachila kasher writes a lot says mekama and circle bracha because the mosin kadam shayaker. If you're going to step out, really you should bench before you go. Go shakazim a sebeis v'rak b'diavad kasher loy berach mitchila. But if you didn't do that, tzarcha chakak lachzul bracha because the mosin mekama, you go back to where you were and you bench over there. Okay, shekachu mitzvosoi, machakach yibrach ha-moitzi b'yachol b'makam shir. So then you'll say ha-moitzi, starting wherever you want. Okay, v'chazim v'vorach b'tchil ha-moitzi, v'hainu k'shamim b'em s'sud espasav. That example is referring to your middle of a meal of bread. V'kol shkenim le'ocho rach b'tchil rach peiris or mashken, if you only had fruit or drink, b'vali shayach b'hu shinim mokim k'kamei b'sepeis. That's for sure considered like that changing places requires a new bracha. Now, what about washing your hands again? It's interesting enough, it does not mention washing your hands again. So you don't have to wash your hands again. But the Bir Locha and HaMoitzi points out, it wasn't just that you stepped out for a moment, but it was an extended interruption. So then already you have the problem of Hesech Hadas, you're not keeping Shmir on your hands because you're busy doing whatever else you're doing. Then, not to yod of mavarach gam ken until sedaim, you would have to you wash your hands again. But if you weren't mesiyat das, he's not clear that whether we have to wash, but definitely you not make a bracha. But that's in a case where he was hifling. But it sounds like in a case where he just stepped out for a moment. There's no, yes, it's a hefsik, but you weren't mesiyat das or shir sedaim. So you will not wash. Pasha, you will not have to wash again. Okay.
Well, you just start up eating again.
You would bench. According to Rama, you would bench. Say a moitzi and continue eating.
You'd have to bench. Like a moitzi if what occurred.
If you want to continue eating, you have to say a moitzi. Eating bread, you have to say a moitzi.
After what had occurred.
Shinim Makom. Now the. If the person came inside, even though you moved me pina lamina tes hanuboy sechet in the same room, you moved to a different corner. You can't see the original place. There's something in between. So there's a tanner, or there's a paravan. Paravan is like a curtain. But it's one room. So that's considered one room still. And you do not have any issues of it in the bracha. So the Rama says later on in Hilchos Kiddush, we see that the din of Shini Mokum, because you have to make Kiddush from Mokum Suda. So, what about you made Kiddush in one place and you have the Suda in another place? To what constitutes a problem? So over there it says, if it's in the same building, from room to room, it's not a problem if that was your original intent. So he says the same thing is over here as well. And why you died to you had originally intended when you made the bracha that you're going to be going there or as well or switching there at the end or whatever it is. So as long as it's in one bayisechad, it's under one roof. Even if it's room to room, and bayisechad, you have from downstairs to upstairs. You don't see the original place anymore. I can give you another way that we can not need a new bracha. Again, the makar, we're going that room to room, not like now. Nowadays it's a different thing, but the din of the Gemara, din of the Shulchan Aruch, room to room needs a new bracha. If you had a tent, you don't need a new bracha. Room to room in the same building, and you can see the original place, also doesn't need a new bracha. So you go across the hallway, and you can see back through the doorway into the original room where you came from. So that, even though you had no intent, that also not need a new bracha. Philomixes Makami, even you can't see exactly the spot where you sat, but you saw the room where you were sitting before. Now, Vadafki Mechadar Lechadar by Sabai, so that all was talking about the being able to visualize it helps within the same building. Abamibai Sabai's. From one house to the other, even though they're right near each other, and I can see from one house to the next. So on that, we stop that's the suffix on the Kredim. Maybe Rias Makom does not work for that. He brings in the Shartzin, he brings. The Moshe Surah, the Derech Chaim, say that Mibayis Abayis Lomahani Rias Mokum, unless you add into it together also intent. If you have Bayis the Bayis with intent and Rias Mokum, that's already okay.
Rias Mokum, meaning what you can see from one house to another that you can see?
Yeah. The place you're in the second house, you can see back through the window, back to where you're eating before.
Ah, oh, okay.
Okay. So that's considered, but in a case where you had no intent, Rias Makom, he doesn't want to rely on it. Later on, he says this is a suffix. Later on, he says, he has Makriya that we don't rely on Rias Makom. Fine. With that, the Fisham of War, the Kamom is Hagod, the Ono Noigam, Kaposki, Mishlola Vorach, Ayadishin, Makom, Sherman, Bam, Sasudas Pass. Now this is the Rambam Shita. Even by a case of a bread meal, you shini mokum is a problem. The Rambam is going to bring the opinion which says no, by bread meal it's not a problem because the bread is so choshev. It's considered it's not an interruption. The fact that you stepped out. So therefore, sasulo enaf kmina l'dinyan l'kol chalukim eila shiskarna l'dinyan shini mokum. It's these issues which you just mentioned until now are not relevant. Rak l'dinyan mesumin lechol peiris v'shari mashkim in the case you're eating fruit or drinks. The Bam Kulyam Shaykh in Shini Makom. That's where Shini Makom definitely applies. But by bread, we pass it. It doesn't apply. Okay. Sif Beis. Chaverim Shal Yoshim Lechol. There's a group sitting. And we yotzu Likras Chosin or Likras Kala. So the Chosin came. They all stepped outside to greet the Chosin. Seemingly it was a mitzvah to step out to greet the Chosin. But the ma'aser, you interrupted your meal. Imenichol sham miksasin. It's not everybody stepped out. Some people stayed inside. So to Mishnah Berurah mentioned in Sifkat and Olive, if there's some people maintaining the kviyas, so that everybody else comes back, they're coming back to join them back in their kviyas. Chazal the mekayman megarmin the sedotsim main and sifkam levarach shniyah. So the people who stepped out can come back to join the individuals who remained, who kept the kviyas, and the individuals who stepped out do not need a new bracha. Vim lo yanichu sham adam. If they did not leave anybody inside, nobody's remaining inside, everybody's stepping out. Kashem yotzim tzichem bracha l'mafreya. So when they go out, they should say a bracha on what they ate before. Kashem chazim tzichem bracha l'chadchila. And then when they come back, they should make a new bracha. So really, you should not step out till you make a bracha. So you should make a bracha, according to this opinion, right? You should make a bracha and whatever you ate beforehand. Then when you come back, you make a new bracha. V'cheinim ayim esum alishto yitzah lecho peris. If the group was getting together for Paris, we're going to give it the same halacha, and this is the Kiddush over here, that the Rambam is saying, the same way by Pas, leaving some people behind maintains the Kviyas, by eating Paris or Mashkin, leaving some people behind maintains the Kviyas, according to the Rambam. So if everybody left, you'd have to lefichach mavorach the mafreya masha ochel because mavorach shein is a mashu tzarach lechel. Vamashana mekama mepina lepina bebayis echel. You moved within in one room to a different corner. En tzarach lachel lebarach. Then you do not need to make another bracha. Ochel bemizrocha shaltena zu. A person started his meal under the tree, outside under the tree. He started on the east side of the tree. Later on, he changed and moved to the left side of the west side of the tree. So, Sarach Lavarach, the Mishabur will say this Toma case where the tree was a big, broad tree with a lot of leaves that you could not see from one side to the other. So, when he was sitting on the east side, west side now, he cannot see where he was sitting before on the east side. So, that would be considered a Shinimach. Comes the Ramah, the Ramah says, Yesh kolkem akol ma'asha kosa b'simen zeh. Everything we said until now, some people argue on. Okay. Barak Soivrim, they disagree. Shishinu wakam ein alaka hesechadas. It's not like the Ramah is saying that it's at the end of the meal, you must take a bracha achrona. Like the Mishnah reported out, hesechadas, you don't need a bracha achrona, you just need a new bracha rishona. Shishinu wakam says, it's a form of hesechadas. L'cheinim shinu makam ma'akam ma'akar, ein sarkal barak, I'll live name Masha Rotzalechol, you only have to take a new bracha Rishona. Avoloy alma shochel kvar. You do not need to make a bracha achrona what you ate before. Okay. And v'davkish loyniach mixes chaverim basuda. Then and this is look, this will agree with the Rambam. If you left some individuals there, that maintains the kviyas. Okay, and the food was a food which does not require bracha. So let's say you didn't leave anybody there, but the food is a type of food which halachically you're mechuyev to make the bracha. If a person stepped out, he's mechuyev to go back to that place and make the bracha. So a person ate bread and stepped out, he's mechuyev to go back to that spot, place to make the bench. He's not supposed to bench somewhere else. He has to bench where he ate. Person ate peiris and stepped out. He shouldn't have done that, but if he did, so he makes the bracha achrona where he is. He doesn't have to go back. So something which ainam tzichem bracha b'mekayman, they're not so chashav that you must go back to that place. So if that's what you're eating, then if you stepped out and nobody was left behind, that's a shini makom. Avolim hiniach mixes chaverim. Some people stayed behind. Oh, I feel a lo yiniach. V'ochad v'orm shetzichem bracha b'mekayman. But the food was a food which halacha requires its bracha has to be set in its place, so therefore that's considered a kviyas there. So even though there's nobody else with you, or nobody stayed behind, but the food itself keeps the kviyas. Filo masherech alech alatzakach en sarach levarach. L'chei misha posik tzadosa v'halach l'bayis achar. So a person stepped out and went to a different house. Or somebody interrupted his meal and asked him to step out to the outside for a moment. I feel the pesebeis or the makamacher outside of the house or to another place. Because the chazal the suda in circle for a cloud goes back to your a bread meal. You do not need to make a new bracha b'sharna. You do not need the bench for sure. You're not going to make a bracha rishana. There's no question that pas requires a bracha in its place, that you must bench in that place. Not in this scenario here in general, if a person's eating a meal and a person steps out, we say, excuse me, sir, go back to where you ate and bench. So that's such a chashiv is that it pas requires that the bracha achrona, benching, has to be done where you ate. So therefore, even if you step out in the middle of the meal, the kviyas is still there. You must go back there. So the kviyas is still there, and therefore it's not considered a hefsik, a shinim malkim, and you do not need to make a new bracha rishonim when you come back. Miyu, imsiach daitzoi. If a person got so involved that he forgot that he's eating, he got involved in something else totally. Okay, shekoyz zavadi tzarich lebracha masher roitzelecha lachakach. You need a new bracha rishonim because of hesek hadas. Okay, now. This halacha, so you do not leave anybody behind. And you're eating an item which is Tom Bracha Mim Kaima. So we say if you go back to that place, so I understand, you go back to your kviyas, that's its mamash. You have to go back to that place. You go back to the place, the kviyas is still there, you don't need to do bracha rishana. Let's say I didn't do that, I want to continue my meal somewhere else. So in that situation, the maisa, the meal is not really interrupted, because the kviyas is still there. So when you finish the meal somewhere else, you do not need to do bracha rishana. Bein, the makam shalachal kabara, bein, saimit shalachal makam acher. Chenogim din esedl, the minig is, like we're saying right now, that bread is always a kviyas, number one. Even if someone's not a kviyas, you do not need to say bracha achrona first. You just need the new bracha rishona.
But the truth is, anything, any type of food, it is proper not to leave without making bracha. If you're planning to step out, you should make a bracha achrona. He's going to forget to come back, and then he'll not end up not saying a bracha. But if it's something which you must step out because of mitzvah, you should do so. Vine sim and kuf pedal. Okay, so that is the nice long sip. We're not going to finish all the mishaburas tonight, obviously. So let's at least make a dent in a few of them. Chris Clausen, your gimel. It's not necessarily only if he went out for a mitzvah. The same thing would be true if he went out for a dvar rishus as well. That the hodanak likras kasa l'ravusa. The chiddush over here is that the lo yehniyah shom adam tzarich lebarach brachas amazon kadam sheyetsu af sheyetsim l'dvar mitzvah. The point we kept in the chasin is, according to the Rambam, you're supposed to bench before you leave, if nobody's going to stay. So even though you're going for a mitzvah, you have to bench before you leave. The chadchilu. Miksasin, filo rak echad. The miksasin doesn't, it's a large group, but even if one person stays behind, that's enough to keep the kviyas. But if nobody stays behind, so then, then you do not need to make a new bracha when you come back. Hana bracha zamoitzi. After shini mekarmen bein time, kiemen shenisra miksasin, but mekarmen lo poskos sudasim b'ayitzi. Since somebody stayed, so the meal did not end by the fact that you stepped out. Okay. But if nobody's staying behind, so when they leave, they should say bracha achrona, and when they come back, they should say new bracha rishona. Shem yotzim, chim shonicha shem adam, this goes to dos, so you see it. Kshayach lacha kach, habi kisur rechadosh. Since nobody stayed, so the meal is ended. Let's do one more. Shem yotzim, we have miskar kosev bezeh besif beis. Kaval dvar mishriel, achidush, aniach, miksasim, chaber, moshu mashik sabnu, besif, katan yugimu. So the point over here, this is really a repetition of what we said before, but he's just saying, adding this new nafkamina, whether if you left somebody behind or not. Okay, it's all good here.